Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast. In New South Wales, does underquoting on properties relate to what an agent says as well as what they put in their advertisements? Was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on Wednesday, 28th of June, 2023.
What you say does really count. So it's not just what you write in emails and what you put into advertising and what you put onto your websites. It's actually what comes out of your mouth. So the words that you're saying to people, they actually do count. They're really important. With our current market, it's, you know, it's harder to get listings at the moment. People are, you know, yes, properties are still turning over and some areas are, you know, I guess selling in less days on market than others. But, you know, it's a different sort of market at the moment. So we're still seeing lots of agents when they're being asked about properties, you know, they're saying, using words like, you know, low to mid ones, you know, high, you know, just under a mil, just under, you know, low to mid, you know, high, mid to high twos, you know, whatever that bracket is, rather than actually talking about their opinion of price. So really important to be saying or writing the right thing. So, you know, when you're chatting to prospective purchasers, really careful about what you're saying about the price of the property. You can't be misleading people about what your opinion of price is. Now, we all know there's loads of, you know, ways you can talk about it. You can talk about comparables. You can talk about, you know, what's been happening in your local market, which, you know, you should know about if you're selling off-the-plan properties, what's been happening with off-the-plan properties in that local area at that time. So it doesn't matter where you're selling, you know, you can still write contact agent. So if you don't have to put a price on your ad, obviously, particularly if you're selling at auction, but even if you're selling private treaty, you know, you don't have to put a price and you can write contact agent. Just be careful when your prospective purchasers do contact you that you are talking the opinion of price that you have put onto your agency agreement. So you've got your 10% range, you're talking your comparables that fit in with that range. So again, just be really careful. It's about your opinion of price. It's not what you're marketing it at. It's not your marketing price. It is your opinion of price that is important. So, and if you're amending that, yes, you need to fill in the right forms and send them off to your vendor and make sure that you're talking about opinion of price, not marketing price. So what you're saying, what you're putting in writing into your ads and onto your websites and your brochures, it matters. So just make sure you get that right. So because all of those other angles, it's still underquoting. Just because you're saying it, not writing it, it is still underquoting. So be careful about that.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.